Welcome to the 1001 Experience. I am your host, Christine. If you are new here, welcome. Thank you for joining me. I'm so grateful to have you. If you are returning, you know, I F with you the long way. If you have shared, rated, liked, subscribed, commented on this podcast, if you have messaged me or called me or texted me or emailed me about how this podcast supports you and resonates with you, if you have sent in a love offering for the work that I do in this podcast, y'all know that I F with y'all the super long way. I may sound different. That is because I'm outside. I'm in the outdoors recording this on my AirPods instead of, you know, in a controlled environment with the appropriate microphone. So the sound may be a little bit off, but, you know, as long as you can hear me, that is what is the most important. I wanted to make sure y'all get this. I didn't want to put it off for too long because if I'm waiting for the perfect time, who knows when that will be. So, over the last week, maybe 2 weeks or so, I've been talking on social media about haters and jealousy and envy, and I wanted to speak a little bit more about that, because I think that I'm going to go through like an energy cleanse type of thing to kind of support people with this, because I was reflecting on this and then it was coming up for clients that I work with, and then I'm on social media and a lot of other people on social media are talking about going through this, and so clearly it is a very prominent theme for the collective right now. So I wanted to speak on it a little bit more. So first, let's start off with some definitions. I'm watching my kid run around the park. So if she interrupts me, you know, I'll get back when I can. But let's start with some definitions, okay? Let's start with like the difference between like jealousy and envy, right? Because they're kind of used interchangeably, and sometimes even the definitions, especially at this point, because people have used them interchangeably for so long. You know, sometimes the definitions of words get updated, but traditionally, the meaning of envy is when we are unhappy or resentful about someone else's possessions or qualities or opportunities, someone else's gift, someone else's blessing, right? We see that it is theirs, we know that it is theirs, and we do not like that for one reason or another. Maybe we long for it, maybe we want it for ourselves, but we recognize that it is theirs. Whereas jealousy typically is when we have those same types of feelings, but more so about something that we can acknowledge we wish was ours, right? Or we see it as ours, right? So if it's like they have this quality, they have these blessings, they have these opportunities, they have this recognition, and we see that as something that we have and have not been able to experience with as much prosperity or abundance as the other person, that's where jealousy comes in, right? Some people also understand jealousy as this is mine and no, you can't have it. And feeling like a resentful type of protective over the things that we feel to be ours. So that's what I mean. When I talk about jealousy or when I talk about envy, I'm talking about that, right? Being able to see something in somebody else or recognize something in somebody else and know that we long for it or don't like that they have it, right? Another term that I want to throw out there, because I may be, well, I know for sure that I will be using it later, is the idea of evil eye, right? So the idea of evil eye is just simply what we call haters, right? Like people sending like negative or harmful or malicious or jealous or envious energy toward you or your endeavors or your things, right? This can come in a lot of different ways, a lot of different forms, from subtle to very clear and prominent, from malicious and conscious to unconscious and just disruptive, but not necessarily like harmful or threatening, right? But it can be, it can throw you off and it can throw your things off. And I think that a lot of times we, well, a couple things, right? So one, sometimes it's hard to acknowledge that other people are jealous of you, right? Because we do see jealousy as this very, very harmful, threatening, and malicious thing, to say that someone else is jealous, it feels prideful and haughty. It also feels like you're making a negative assessment of that person and saying that they don't have something or they can't get something. And because you have it, they are jealous, right? And so, for that reason, it can be very, very difficult to allow yourself to identify when there is jealousy and envy and even evil eye present around you. And also, for that reason, I think that it's difficult to sometimes tell yourself the truth when you are jealous or envious of another person, right? And so I kind of want to talk a little bit about that part, because we can all say, oh, somebody's hating on me or they're jealous of me or whatever the case may be. But to really be able to sit back and say, I feel a little bit jealous of this person or about this thing. And to recognize that as a valid emotion within ourselves, sometimes that's a little bit more uncomfortable. And so some subtle indicators that that is what's happening are just kind of thinking about how they get that, how they do that, right? And then even like having this belief that there is some sort of loophole or exception that got someone something, right? So if we're looking at people's relationships and you feel like, oh, the only reason people chase them is because they're conventionally attractive, but they're not that smart, or because they're popular, that's the only reason why people support them. It's not because they're really good at what they do. Somehow discounting what it is that they're able to accomplish, right? There's some type of exception or loophole that gives them an unfair advantage. Just questioning why them, right? How they get that. Why them over me or whomever else? Maybe even like in our mind, listing our work or our efforts, right? And looking at another person like they didn't put in the work for this. They don't do what I do. They don't do it the way that I do. They don't do it as good as I do. How could they have possibly achieved these things and they didn't put the work in, right? Sometimes this is looking at the things that other people are able to do, good, bad, or indifferent. And to think like, oh, if it was me, then it would not have went that way for whatever reason, right? Like, oh, but when I do it, it's a big deal. Or when I do it, it's a problem, right? Sometimes it sounds like a lot of criticism, like a lot of criticism and judgment around the things that other people are doing. Sometimes it is arguing who had it or who did it first, right? Or saying that somebody stole an idea from you. Sometimes it's saying somebody think they know everything, or they think they all that, or they swear they can't do no wrong, right? Sometimes it's measuring your qualifications, right? Like I said, like the work that you did. Sometimes looking at yourself as whatever title you have, or license, or certification you have, or if you have a certain position in the community, and looking at any of those qualifications and measuring them up against somebody else's gifts or qualifications, right? So those are some subtle indicators. If you find yourself engaged in that type of thought process, or speak about another person or what another person got going on, there's probably some jealousy in there somewhere. Okay. And here's the thing, like, jealousy, like I said, is a normal and valid emotion, right? Because it can be so dangerous, a lot of people are scared of it, right? A lot of people see it as a bad thing. But all of our emotions, I've talked about this before. I cannot point to this specific podcast. I know there's a reading on it that I did about using your thoughts and your emotions as the tools that they are. But I've talked about this before, right? All of our emotions are there as a compass. They are there to guide us to what is happening in our experience, right? To let us know if our needs are being met or if they are not, and what type of need it is and what may need to happen in order for us to meet that need. So jealousy is no different than excitement. Jealousy is no different than anxiety. Jealousy is no different than joy and contentment, right? These are emotions. These emotions are our compass to guide us through life. And so there's nothing wrong with feeling jealous when you see something, okay? It becomes a problem when we are not conscious of it, or when we allow it to exist unchecked, right? When we don't use it as a compass and we just kind of let it be and fester in our spirit and in our body and in our minds, okay? Or even when we allow it to become a framework through which we view the world and we view our relationships and we view our own work and our own gifts, right? And then sometimes we can even send that type of evil eye, that jealous or envious evil eye to our friends and our loved ones unconsciously, right? It may not sound like nothing that you can connect to hating, like some of those other subtle indicators that I've talked about. Like sometimes it's praying for things for your friends that go against their prayers or desires for themselves or even their destiny for themselves, right? So if you're praying for, think about parents who like really, really pray for their kid to be a doctor or engineer, but that kid is actually an artist, right? And their destiny is to contribute to the collective through art. That can turn into evil eye, right? Because you are actively acting against the destiny and the wellness of your loved one. Sometimes it's this yearning and this desire to stay or always be connected to the people that we love, or always wanting to do things together, right? Like not wanting to. This fear of abandonment and being left behind, right? I really love this person. I really value this relationship. And you know, I want to be with them wherever they go in life. I want to go with them. Or when you see yourself going places in life, thinking about all the ways that you could bring the people that you love with you. But again, that may not be in alignment with their destiny or their desire for themselves, okay? So that's another way we could be sending evil eye. Sometimes it's gossip. Or even talking to other people about our friends and the things that our friends have going on, even if the tone of the conversation doesn't feel negative, right? But when we're talking up our people about things that they're working on and things that they are processing or thinking about or dealing with, that can become evil eye that we are sending to them, right? It can be a distortion, or it can be contamination to their process, right? And so that's one of the reasons why the old folks used to tell you don't tell people about your stuff while it's still in the works, right? Because just because you other people's energies in it, and even when they start to imagine what it could be, right? So if you tell somebody you're working on something and they imagining where it could go or where it could be, once again, that might not be in alignment with your destiny or your own desires for this project. But now that has been the energy for that has been created, which is contaminating the actual energy of the thing that you are working on, the desires that you have for it. Okay. Sometimes it is judging the decisions of your friends and your loved ones, right? And difficulty with being a neutral observer, if they bring something to you or if they vent to you. All of these are ways that we can contaminate or send evil eyes to our loved ones without even knowing or without even trying. And then I also want to say, like, anytime we find ourselves in a dynamic with other people, right? Dynamic, two. Okay. So there are always two parts that create the transaction that is occurring. We don't participate in a dynamic if it doesn't, if the other person cannot attach to us in some way. So think about Velcro, right? Like Velcro, one side, there's a bunch of hooks, and the other side, there are loops, right? You can't put two hoop sides together. You can't put two hook sides together, but you can only put a hook and a loop together. So if we find ourselves in a dynamic, then that means that there is a hook and there is a loop, right? So regardless of whether or not you are perceiving people to be sending you evil eye or to be jealous or envious of you, or if you find that you are jealous of another person, there's a hook and a loop there, right? And so the work, once we identify jealousy and envy, is to then identify the hook and or the loop, right? Sometimes we can even induce jealousy or envy or evil eye in other people that we love, or just strangers, right? By sharing our progress or insight when they're processing their own things and working through their own things, right? So I'm sitting out here in the grass right now. So this is the first, example that came to me. But let's say some of this is real life. Like if you have followed me, then you know that it's been a journey, maintaining services to take care of my yard, right? So I recently just decided to cut my own grass and tend to my own yard. Yay, me. But let's say I am telling somebody that I made some progress when maintaining my yard. I got my grass cut in record time. It's easier. I just bought these tools to make it easier for me. And all I'm doing is talking about my genuine experience, right? Sometimes I can bring up some jealousy in another person if they have a yard that they're not able to cut with as much ease, or if they don't have the things, the tools and the gadgets that you're naming, and they want them. Sometimes they want a house with a yard and they ain't got it. So hearing you talk about what's going on in your yard can activate some jealousy or some envy in them, right? And I want to say there's nothing wrong with sharing your progress, right? But you do want to be mindful of jumping in when other people are doing their things, right? So it's one thing if I'm just authentically sharing my progress and my insight and it induces jealousy. It's a whole other thing if I'm talking to my friend and they tell me about how much they really want a yard, then I say, well, oh yeah, I just learned how to cut my yard and I did it in record time. You understand? So those two, it's completely different. And so it is important for me to be mindful of when I'm showing up authentically, and when that authentic presentation just isn't harmonious to the people that are around us, right? Because then my responsibility is to move around to something that is harmonious. And then it's also important that you recognize when it's appropriate to even share and talk about stuff, okay? Is it when somebody else is processing their things? Is it when somebody else is venting their things, right? Is that the time to say, oh yeah, I could do that too, or not? Is it the time to say, I did that, that happened to me, and this is how it went? And this is one of the reasons why, like, some people really don't like it when people do that, right? It's one thing if we're both sharing and connecting and there's consent, which is something that I'll talk about later. But you got to be mindful of when you're in harmony with the people that you're connected with and when it is appropriate to share your things and your gifts and your insight and your progress, and when it may be inducing, or when it can potentially induce some jealousy or envy or evil eye from another person because we don't have consent or we're not sharing in the appropriate context. So let's talk about hooks and loops, right? So when we're in a conscious dynamic of jealousy or envy, sometimes the hook or the loop is, like I just said, being conscious and intentional about operating in your gifts or sharing your progress, right, with appropriate boundaries And that then activates the limiting beliefs and insecurities of another person. And so when I say appropriate boundaries, I mean, let's say you're giving a TED talk, right? You invited there to talk about this particular thing because you have expertise on it, right? Someone listening to you talk about that may hear you, may see the way that you speak about this thing, right? May see the way that you navigate your vulnerability or your confidence and what it is that you have to offer, and it can activate some limiting beliefs or some insecurities that they have within themselves, right? So that's what I mean about being conscious and intentional and having appropriate boundaries over your gift, because you're conscious of it, right? You know that this is a gift. You know that this is something valuable to other people, and so you share it in the appropriate context, right? I'm at a TED Talk where people, there is some consent here because people have agreed to come and listen to me talk about this thing. There is an acknowledgement that the reason I'm talking about this thing is because I have expertise on it. And so they expect to see someone who is charismatic and a good speaker and who is knowledgeable and compelling, because that's what the TED Talk brand is, right? So boundaries, being conscious, being intentional, and having the appropriate boundaries. However, a lot of times when it comes to jealousy and envy, the hook and loop dynamic is not that conscious, right? Sometimes the unconscious hook and loop is that we are not recognizing or valuing our gift as the blessing that it is, while it is obvious to other people, right? And so we just out here existing and being, and we are sharing and exposing our blessing without boundaries, right? Without consent. And we're just kind of oblivious to it. But other people can see it. And one of the reasons that's a hook and loop is because, and I'll talk a little bit more about the underpinnings of it, but because there's this shared energy of not recognizing one's gift. Okay. Another unconscious way that hook and loop of jealousy and envy shows up is that we share our gift. We know that it is a gift, right? We recognize that it is a blessing, but we still don't have the appropriate boundaries or consent. So we may be performing or operating in our gift without being asked, or we are asked and we do more than what was requested with ease, right? Because it's our gift. We can operate in it. We can navigate it clean, smooth, right? So we do more than what was asked with ease and without awareness that we have done that, right? And then that can lead to people benefiting from the gift, which is maybe what they want, right? Especially if they might have requested for something. They're benefiting from this thing that they know they need or they know it's helpful for them, while also having some unconscious feelings, excuse me, some uncomfortable feelings about it, right? And that could be conscious or unconscious. But there are some feelings around not being able to do or not having the opportunity to do what is needed for themselves. This is like unsolicited advice, right? Like saying, oh man, I gotta figure out how this toaster works. And then somebody tells me all the ways that toasters work. And it's like, bruh, I was about to pick up the manual. Like, I didn't need you to tell me any of that. I have the manual right in front of me. Like, I didn't even get a chance to do it. Chill out. Or maybe it's like, oh, I go back to the grass cutting example, right? And this happened, well, part of it happened. I was trying to figure out how to lower the wheels, right? Because I wanted my grass to be cut lower than the time when it was like super high. So I called somebody and asked them to kind of verify where I could find that. And they told me, and it was cool, right? But if we're in this situation where you're operating in a gift and it's, and you're doing more than what's asked of you, imagine this person starts giving me all the science and the mechanics behind how the lawnmower works and why you have these different settings and when you use different settings and whether or not it's appropriate for the type of grass I have. It's like, I didn't ask for all that. All I asked you for was how do I lower my wheels? That was it. That was all I asked you, right? And so doing more than what's asked, right, with ease. With ease, right? And so we're blocking someone's opportunity to do for themselves what they probably could if they tried, right? Or allowing them to recognize that they need help and asking for that help. So, regardless of how the hook and loop are presenting, especially when it is unconscious, but if this is happening, right? If jealousy is present, if envy is present, that is because there is an underlying fundamental belief in scarcity, okay? This idea that there is not enough for everyone, or that there's not enough to go around, right? There are limited gifts, limited blessings, limited opportunities, or limited resources to receive or operate in whatever gift or blessing that you have, right? The distortion that some people have gifts and other people don't, right? Which is that, how I mentioned earlier, this difficulty in recognizing that you do in fact have a gift. Also, the value-based competition that happens when we believe in scarcity, right? So this idea that we have to compete for who gets access to or who gets to experience resources. And when I say resources, I mean the actual gift, the actual blessing, the actual talents or quality or opportunities to operate in those gifts and talents and qualities, right? And so now we're looking at who deserves it, who's worthy of it, whose gift is more valuable than someone else's, right? There's that quote. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't fact checked this, right? And I mean, in theory, I probably could have, should have rather, if I did prep. But y'all know I don't do prep. I just be like, coming up with metaphors and similes just based on how I feel in the moment. But there was that meme that was going around. I think that it's attributed to like Albert Einstein, but he talks about how essentially if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, you will always be undervaluing the skill set of a fish, right? And so when we talk about like value and worthiness and like limited gifts and limited resources, looking at like how good people do things, or if somebody is worth a certain thing, or if somebody's gift is as valuable as another person's, if somebody's talent is as valuable as another person's, right? So like you may see somebody doing a TED talk and they got a stutter, and you like, well, hell, I'm an impeccable public speaker. How are they there, right? Because you want a TED talk. But they have a valuable experience, right? And they're val and they recognize that their experience is valuable, and they are not limiting themselves with their speech patterns, right? Which kind of underlies the universal truth that the creator, and by extension the universe, and thus us as spiritual beings, are in fact limitless and infinite, right? That there is enough for everybody, and that everyone is unique and has a unique gift, right? That no one operating in their gift, in their lane, can impede or take away from what is for you or in your lane, right? There is no competition. And that sometimes when we see people who are aware of their gifts or the things that they do exceptionally well, and they use or operate in their gifts consciously, recognizing that that's not because they have any exceptional quality or characteristic, but more so because the actual gift, along with the skills necessary to cultivate that gift, have been nurtured in them by their environment, right? So that person doing a TED talk with a stutter has been empowered, right, to recognize that what I have to say is valuable regardless of how it sounds when I say it. Cultivated, nurtured in them to be able to operate in their gifts consciously and well, right? people who seem to be really, really smart and to know a whole lot of information or to have a lot of knowledge about a lot of things, right? It's because their environment saw that in them, provided them with opportunities to practice and build that skill. Maybe these skills were praised, right? And acknowledged as good things, as valuable things. If we go back to the earlier example of parents wanting their child to be a doctor or engineer when they're actually an artist, maybe this child's creativity and vibrancy of their personality and their imagination was stifled when they were younger, right? And so then when they grow up and they see other people doing art and living off of their art, there may be jealousy, because the environment that they were in did not nurture their creativity. It did not nurture their imagination. It did not tell them that their free-spiritedness or their vibrant or a dramatic personality was good or useful or valuable. And so they may not be carrying it or operating in it as consciously or even as skillfully as someone else. But again, that does not speak to an innate difference in value between the people as much as it does speak to the environment and how nurturing the environment was, right? So there's no competition. That's the actual universal truth. There is no competition. There's enough for all of us. We all incarnated with gifts and with blessings that have something to offer to the collective, right? And when we do the things that we are supposed to be doing, that we are gifted in doing, and when we are operating in that confidently and consciously with appropriate boundaries and consent, that it is not only good for us, but it is good for the world. It is good for the collective, right? Because we're interconnected. We are interconnected, right? And so when we see someone who is operating in a gift that we admire or we aspire to have or we know that we would benefit from, then there's questions that we need to ask ourselves, right? When the jealousy or the envy or the evil eye starts to come up. Right, thinking about is this a skill that we need to cultivate within ourselves, right? And if yes, then extending some gratitude for that person being a model for you, showing you what it looks like to have and operate in that gift, right? And then seeking the appropriate resources and support and opportunities to practice cultivating that skill within yourself. Now, if it's not a skill for you to cultivate within yourself, then, but you know that you would benefit from it or that you like it, then thinking about how do you transact consciously with someone who willingly offers their gift or their skill as a service, right? So again, there's no need to be jealous or competitive or envious because whatever it is that they are good at is their blessing, and knowing that you have things that you are good at also, right? And it is okay to consciously transact with someone who is willing to offer that as a service. And if the person that we see is not offering that as a service, the universe ain't playing no tricks on you. Your creator is not playing no tricks on you, right? Again, gratitude for the model, gratitude for the awareness, gratitude that that person orients you toward this thing that you need and that you would benefit from and what it looks like, because now you can find someone who you can transact with, who operates within that gift. Okay. And that speaks to having harmonious relationships and harmonious interactions and connections and contact with people. Because you're acknowledging that people have people can make choices. Okay, and that if we are not, even though we are interconnected, we do not drain or siphon people because there's enough, right? Like, this is not the only source for us to access this thing that we see that we want, right? So we don't have to be envious. We don't have to send them evil eye. We don't have to attack them for the way that they share it, or for it not being within our price range, or for them not being accessible when we need it, and recognizing that the universe is infinite and always provides for us the things that we need. And so if it is something that you need, then the universe, within your creator, will present a way for you to receive it that is harmonious with you and your authentic experience. Okay? I hope that this was helpful. Again, because I recognize that this is a very prominent energy right now, and it's also emotion and an experience that people typically don't talk too often about. The implications, right? People don't want to be labeled as a jealous person, especially if it's people that they love, or even if it's somebody that you're responsible for, right? If you're mentoring, or if you're supervising or guiding people, and you're looking at people that in terms of like a structural hierarchy are at a level, I don't like saying underneath or below, but I can't think of another word to describe it, right? But in terms of a hierarchy, they just are not where you are. But when you look at them, it arouses or elicits some jealousy or envy in you. That could be very difficult to conceptualize for all parties involved, right? I hope that this was helpful. I do plan on, in addition to this podcast episode, uploading some resources, some things that speak to different parts of what I have been saying. These may be videos, these may be songs, things like that, reading. It's probably not, let me not say that. maybe a guided meditation, just kind of working through this as from the perspective of someone who is feeling like or recognizing that people are jealous of them, or someone who is noticing that they hold some jealousy in themselves for another person or what other people got going on. So all of that, all of the additional resources will be posted on my Patreon. But you know, the podcast is here for all to enjoy. So thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. I invite you to share this. If it resonated, let me know. If it resonated or if it was helpful to you, I always love to hear that confirmation that spirit is working through me, because sometimes I don't be feeling like doing it. So it definitely does kind of keep me in the game, and reminds me of why it's important to share my gift, because sometimes that gets a little blurry. So feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, your reflections. No trauma narratives, please. But just in general, if it was helpful to you. And then keep your eyes on the Patreon for any of the additional resources. Okay, y'all be blessed.